With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode three of Glamour's.
Let's say three.
Oh, wait, I haven't introduced you yet. Sorry. Welcome, everybody, to episode three of Glamour's weekly podcast, Hey, It's Okay, where we trap a celebrity in a cupboard.
Trapped.
Make them talk to us. She's trapped. I'm going to sit on her in a minute. You pipe down, Winkle. Claudia Winkleman is our guest. Anything could happen.
Can I just share with the group, when you say cupboard, you mean cupboard.
Yeah.
You said, come round, we'll have a chat in the cupboard. I was like, imagine it's a glamorous room and small men will be stroking my hair. There'll be plates of figs, but I'm standing against the wall in a cupboard.
What you don't know is that I've lured you here under false pretenses. You're in the cupboard and I'm just going to sit on you now until the next Glamour Awards and make you do it.
I can't. I did it so badly last time. I can't. I just want to go and not be nervous and not like scratch myself on stage. It was unattractive.
Before we carry on with that thought, I'm coming back to that because I'm not happy. The people laughing nervously, don't know whether she's serious or not. Glamour's editors, assistant editor, Lindsay Frankel.
Hello.
And fashion features editor, Ella Alexander.
Hello. Hi.
Yes. So, Claudia, you did such an amazing job that I hear that you're now going to be on something about a family called the Kardashians.
No. Right. So, listen to this. So, I get a call. Well, when I say I, somebody in my version of a cupboard says, can we use a clip from the Glamour Awards for Keeping Up with the Kardashians? And it's me introducing Courtney, Chloe, you know, insert name
here. How come they're asking you and not me?
I don't know. It's the way it works,
dude. I feel a bit violated, to be honest.
I think you're going to say no.
That I had to sign a release form, which is what you have to do when you say it's fine. I was like, of course it's fine. They can use anything. So can I send them sandwiches? And they were like, they don't want sandwiches.
This is because Courtney Kardashian came to our Glamour Women of the Year Awards this year and you introduced her on stage.
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, I want to see it. Did you do a good job?
No, I did a terrible job. I was awful. I've got a shtick. I've done it twice. Next time, I want to come, possibly in a hat, like wear something really weird or just like a onesie or a chicken outfit, and then just have a sit down and have a laugh.
She's very confident about getting her invite now that she's told me that she's going to be in a chicken outfit. Mind you, there's the press sorted for, I don't know, maybe the Express or the Daily Star. I don't know. What do you think?
Chat magazine. Perhaps. I think we might have that down. Covered. Woman's own. Don't worry. Don't panic.
It'll
be fine.
Got this.
Second week of June, you've got something.
It's going to be a bidding war at this rate.
What, do you like red carpet events?
I can't bear it. I'm allergic to having my photograph taken to the point where we don't have any photographs of our wedding. Because I pull a weird face.
You didn't have a photographer?
No. I look like I'm both nervous, excited, and possibly doing a poo. And that's just not a good look. And I don't like the pressure. And when they shout, not that they're interested. I mean, God, a photograph of me doesn't make the Hammond high. But when they're shouting, Claudia, I feel like they're telling me off. You know, when you're like, you know, other people really like it. They're like, boom, I've got Kim. She's like, yeah, I'm right here, baby. And I look awesome. They're shouting, Claudia. I'm like, what have I done?
If you've turned off the toaster,
I so apologise. I've brought some scones. Stop shouting at me.
If you've just pooed yourself, I can understand why they've just told you off.
I don't like it. I like, you know me.
Come on.
I like being at home under a heavy tog duvet with a toasted ham and cheese.
But you you are going to come to the Glamour Awards, right?
I'm definitely coming.
And you are going to host it, right?
It's the no, I'm not. Oh. It's the best. No,
it's not going to work.
No. No, it's the best night that was blunt. Ever. But in
so
a word,
rude.
No.
Yeah,
offensive.
Who are we going to get then?
Oh my gosh, you can get so many. I know who
Biggins.
I think you should get.
Yeah. Maybe you could just book it for us then.
Shall I be in charge of choosing?
Oh please, yeah.
That would be nice.
That would be nice. Like pass the baton.
It could be a nice surprise for us.
Oh yes. Why don't I not tell you?
Surprise presenter.
Joe, come to your own surprise party. And tonight, yeah, I tell you, we'll do
a
good job.
Surprise party.
My dad, Barry Winkleman, charming. Charming, funny, cute, incredibly clever.
Is he cheap?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Here's to Barry.
Booked, sold.
Here's to Barry.
Done.
Anyway, enough about us. What about, how's it going on Strictly?
By Christmas, we're going, oh my God, I can't talk about a cha-cha again. Like, please, I need to lie down in a dark room, let it never happen. And then, honestly, by March, April, you're like, come on.
It's so exciting.
And the producers, I'm not just saying this, they won't be listening to this, but they're poor.
Yes, they will.
They
Everyone's going to
no,
listen to this.
No, I know, but they work very hard. Yeah. But what I mean is, they are phenomenal. It's run, you're like this, girls. It's basically just run by women. Brilliant, brilliant women who have done such a fantastic job. A girl called Vinnie has chosen all the celebrities and she just does it with total aplomb. She's like, yeah, I've got your Daisy Lowe, got your Ed Balls, got your Laura Whitmore, I've got
it's
your Leslie Joseph. The lineup.
I think it's one of the best lineups in a few years, actually.
Yeah.
I'm really
I'm excited.
Excited
about, yeah.
And
yeah.
The world is going to fall in love with a girl called Tamika Empson from EastEnders, who might be the funniest. You know, and Anastasia is brilliant. Mm. They're great personalities. Love it.
Are you strangely attracted to Ed Balls?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't worry. Rap party, ring a ding ding.
I like the dad dance overbite that he's already perfected in any of the pictures that I've seen.
Also, He's just such a nice man. And you can, I imagine this on when you guys do a shoot, you can clock if somebody is a bit annoying, bit weird, bit diva.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You just go, oh, that's interesting. They've asked for quite a strange kind of tea to test us. Mm. And the Strictly cast, because Tess and I go and we watch them all rehearse before it's even filmed. All of them making, nobody being, yeah, do you know what? Have you got any soy milk? None of that. Mm. Everyone making each other's cups of tea, handing around biscuits. People
that's
have
nice.
Brought snacks from home. Yeah. They are kind and lovely.
Oh, it's just so British.
I know.
It really is.
I was just thinking, should we have a word with the Glamour team about this? You need to up your game, kids.
I know.
But, Ed Balls does seem like a genuinely nice guy, but it actually seems like what you've just said has just kind of consolidated what I was already thinking. I was looking at the lineup thinking, they don't look like any hideous people here.
There's not one.
They just all look like good eggs.
And also, strangely, even though there's two Olympians in there, good bookings, with Claudia and Greg, there's no mass competition. I know at the end it will all go, I want to win. But now they're just looking after each other. And my other favourite thing, because you stand there for a long time before you do the live show and you're just watching them, is the male pros help the male celebrities and the female pros help the female celebrities. So no joke, Anton will just casually be going, what you want to do, Will, talking to Will Young, is wear a thong for the tan, you know, or whatever, and you just walk past, or you see Karen, this wonderful, I mean, she's so gorgeous, professional dancer, just showing Leslie and Anastasia how to do a heel lead. They all look after each other. It's nice. I love it.
I almost don't want to talk about what we're here to talk about now. I just want to keep talking about Strictly. Just, but
yeah, what are we here to talk about? I'm excited because I told you not to tell me first.
Okay, so Claude, what happens is we talk about, in a very heated way.
Oh, nice.
Really not very important things at all.
Yeah, I like it.
Because, you know, I mean, nobody cares, do they? But, you know.
We've got news night for that.
Yeah. So this is just for, you know, when you're
on the bus. But I do very serious debating with my kids about the most boring things.
Okay.
Well, chocolate frosting or vanilla. Well, and we've been known to, like, get up and just walk out. What's the king
important.
Of nuts? Yeah, it's not
it
a cashew.
I think our daughters would probably debate this in all seriousness. But I think it's something that becomes less serious as you get older. Hey, it's okay. Is it okay to break up with a friend? This is a real conundrum, I think, in the Glamour office that we talk about a lot of the time. It seems to be breaking up with guys or your significant other, that seems to be a given and a norm, but somehow it's just not socially acceptable to admit that, you know, a platonic friend, it's just not working anymore. Have you ever come across that?
Well, no.
Really?
I constantly have dinners with people where neither of us want to be there, but you have to because you've known them since you were 16.
That's the reason to dump that friend.
Yeah. That's
time to is call precious. It a day.
I mean, what do you girls think? I mean, I think there are your core friends that you love whatever. They can turn around and go, Claude, I've got quite bad news. I slept with your husband and I threw up on the carpet, and you're going to go, you crazy cat. Get, have a bath. Don't worry.
So you.
It's so you. It's a Thursday. We'll let it go. You know, the person that you absolutely love. You've got four or five girls like that, or I feel properly, incredibly lucky to have the girls that I love that. And then you've got lots of friends that you meet along the way, and in certain periods of your life, like at university, it might be somebody very bookish, or your first job, it might be somebody who you go to cocktails with. But I like staying in touch with everybody, but that might make me pathetic. What do you guys think?
I think it makes you very generous. I mean, I just don't... Similarly, I agree with you that having friends from different parts of your life is lovely, and as I get older, I really cherish it, and I feel really lucky to have good friends. And I have great friends who I maybe see once or twice a year, and it's still wonderful to see them, and I adore them. But about 3 or 4 years ago, I was friend dumped.
What?
I know.
Oh,
I didn't know this.
How did she do it? Did she ghost you?
She stopped speaking to me.
She ghosted you?
What did you do?
It's awful.
Well, this is it. I spent the last 4 years thinking, what did I do? But actually, I've agonised over this far more than any boyfriend ever. And what I think I've come to the sort of reasoned conclusion is that it was good, because we weren't actually very good for each other. We brought out the worst in each other.
Yeah.
And I don't really fully still know the reasons why she dumped me. I think her reasons might be different from what I think her reasons are. Probably was definitely not my fault. But I can see that it probably wasn't really a friendship going anywhere. And actually, maybe she did the grown-up thing and thought, you know what, we're done here. We were great friends for about 10 years.
Yeah, I've done that, and I've done it in a very cowardly way. Have you really never been sat across from somebody and thought, you know what, we've literally got nothing to talk about anymore? I had it. There was one girl where in my head, I made the decision when we'd known each other many years ago and we were so excited to meet up. And she was saying things to me like, I worked with a gay guy once in my office. We had a gay. And I just kind of realized that we'd sort of like, we were on different planes.
Yeah.
And I didn't have the balls, frankly, to say, do you know what? I think we've reached that impasse. Yeah. I just stopped returning the call, so I'm a terrible person.
I think it feels too dramatic. Yeah.
Actually, but I mean, I'm 110. I'm 44. But I think to sit opposite a girl and go, we're done, feels almost too dramatic. I think we are all socially adept enough to know that if you're not invited to their house every Friday, if you're not going... Mm. Come, because my kids in a nativity and they're swinging in. I want you to be there. Or I wouldn't invite anyone to that. No. And my children will not be swinging. just to be clear. But what I mean is, you know when you slightly ebb away from somebody. I mean, with a boy, you've got to say, stop calling me, stop trying to put your hand in my bra, because otherwise it's sort of embarrassing. Because they think, please, that's not allowed. Yeah,
inappropriate.
I've deleted you from my SIM card. We're over. But I don't think you have to do that with girlfriends. And I just think it's hurtful.
Oh, but I do feel, it still feels like unfinished business to me.
Yeah. This is the problem with breaking up with a friend, because you don't do the kind of like
you don't break up with them.
No. You sort of just move on. You don't invite them to your birthday party, and then the other person goes, oh, they don't want to be friends with me anymore because I kept the weekend free and they didn't invite me. And then you work it out, and that's quite hurtful.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah, I broke up with a really good friend actually this year, just because.
Did you?
I did, and it was like,
this is a new thing.
What, you sat them down and said, I'm sorry, it's not working anymore?
We hadn't been getting on for a long time, and you know when you kind of come away from meeting a friend and you should come away feeling all light and happy,
and you feel awful nicer,
and you just feel a bit drained and like all your worst bits have been brought out. And I think it's what you said earlier, Lindsay, like that, bringing out the worst in each other, and that's not what friends should do or be.
But
I didn't sit her down, because I actually didn't want the drama that would kind of ensue from that. But I think girls are a bit more kind of socially attuned than boys are, that they do get it.
But you don't do Facebook, do you? And I think Facebook's a nice holding area for that level of friendship, I think, where you quite like to
you can
check
like
in
their
on
photos,
some. Yeah, and then, you know, and then everybody can sail off into the sunset feeling immensely popular.
That's true. But also what I say to my daughter is, who's little, a bit younger than yours, and my son, is basically be friendly with everyone. and don't single out people to be your very, very, very best friend, which I think is unhealthy. And in the movies, there's always that, she's my best BFF.
Yeah.
Nonsense. Be friendly with everyone. Smile at everyone.
Well,
you might
with.
Not get on with them, but just honestly, don't be that person. And she, I mean, she's only 10, but she's like, okay.
I think that's really healthy for little kids.
Yeah.
Otherwise it gets very intense, especially teenage girls.
It gets
girls
intense
when they
and then they
that,
fall out or then they would, you know, or then somebody comes in or somebody, there's jealousy, there's all of that. Just basically be smiley.
Be nice to everyone.
See, Claude should be our mum, shouldn't she?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm older than you, but I'd like you to be my mum.
Hardly.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
One of the heated debates in the office recently has been all around alcohol, Claudia. We've seen Lily Allen kind of like dragged through the press for going out and getting a bit battered at Notting Hill Carnival. But you've got that on one side where, you know, the minute a woman gets drunk, if she, you know, if you drink and own a vagina, you're in really serious problem in the press.
Yeah.
But then there's the other side. I know a lot of people, there's a few people at work who don't really drink and feel a bit peer pressured and a bit, I don't know, sort of like socially ostracized because
they
don't drink.
Themselves.
And this is a real phenomenon, I think, particularly with the millennial age people in the office. They're just not as into drinking as my generation was. And I'm just wondering where you stand on all of that.
I'm not really into drinking. I mean, I wish I could, but it makes me fall fast asleep. I had to have a nap at my own wedding. I had a glass of white wine and I turned to my brand new husband and went, I'm just going to get 40 winks. He went, Claude, No. You got to say, well, here's Uncle Alan. Look lively. I was like, oh, I'm so tired. So, and it makes me a bit fuzzy, which I don't like. I feel sharper. What I like is a decaffeinated coffee and a potato salad. That's my boom Friday night. If I, you know, take me to Nando's and give me a diet 7-Up and I'll dance till 3.
Trying to imagine a caffeinated Claude right now.
I can't do it. I mean, I can't even take a Nurofen. I'm like, woo! I seem to be on some sort of ride.
You're so rock and roll.
It's pathetic. But my mum's never
been
drunk.
Like this?
Well, I think, I'm not sure whether it's genetic or something, because my mum once had a drink and went, no.
Really?
This is not interesting to me. I feel out of control and I don't feel funny. And so I wasn't brought up in a house where wine was opened or, you know, she's not anti it, and I love being with drunk people.
Do you? Is it not annoying?
No, my favourite thing, my favourite state always is to be pregnant. I mean, if I could just always, I don't think anything's, I mean, it's gone. But but that would be my favourite thing because I was always sitting there eating butter with my hands, wearing an elasticated trouser, and everyone around me was pissed. And I was like, this is awesome. People are funny, they're cuddly, someone's just licking my eyeball. That's okay. And I can drive home. So I'm never grumpy about it.
I hated being pregnant and everybody else being drunk. They weren't cuddly and funny. They were
irritating
and vomiting.
And then
I had to drive them all home. Yeah.
I also think I'm a lightweight. I mean, didn't Lily also say I'm just a lightweight? Like she doesn't drink a lot. So if I drink, I have been known to, like, literally I could easily slump, have a nap in a corner.
I love Lily. I'm a lightweight too, which is why I don't neck Jack Daniels straight from the bottle as I saw in those
she
pictures.
She was just in the carnival spirit.
Hey,
do you guys
all
drink?
All power.
I drink, yeah. And I was interested in what you
Lindsay
said about...
Lindsay does drink.
All right.
Are you drunk now?
Yes, I'm always drunk
it's
at work.
10 a.m.
It's the only way to get through it. I was interested in what you said about wine not being opened in your house, because it was really normal for there to be a bottle of wine with Sunday lunch, not when I was a child. Obviously, I didn't drink when I was a child, but my parents had wine. It was never a strange thing to me. So I never went kind of all out crazy, I've got to try this mysterious thing. But it always did seem very normal for me when I was of an age to try wine, for me to try it. And it's totally normal for me to open a bottle of wine if I'm having dinner. I do... now that I'm a grown-up, kind of realise that I shouldn't drink every single night, and I probably shouldn't drink a whole bottle when I do open it, and all of those sorts of things. But I definitely think it's my upbringing has made it seem really normal to have a glass of wine with dinner.
But do you... My husband loves a glass, and he'll open it, and he'll look at me and go, Claude? I mean, by the way, sand in my toes, a glass of rosé with ice in, and maybe a bowl of caramelised pecans... I mean, amazing.
I mean, heaven. You know how to live.
Heaven. Come on. Yeah. That's actually never happened to me. I was trying to...
No, but is that like your Bridget Jones sort of I was just like, Shirley Valentine
where would I
fantasy?
Be? Where would I be? Yeah. No, but... And also a refreshing shandy. Basically, I like lemonade with anything. Even breakfast cereals.
Shandies are good, actually.
Shandies might be the king of drinks.
Yeah, underestimated.
So I don't not drink, but I don't... But I don't do it a lot. I'm very happy if the four of us went out for... In fact, I'm going out for dinner with three brilliant girlfriends tonight. I might not have a drink, but I'd still have an amazing time.
Yeah.
But I'll decide then. You know, if somebody goes, let's have a tequila, fine. Let's do it. I'm going to be sick in my lap.
So do any of you, like, if you ever abstain, do you ever feel like, I don't know, I've been out a couple of times, and if I say I'm not drinking, people either assume I'm pregnant, as if, or, you know, why? Mm. Are you on antibiotics? Mm. I don't know if everyone just thinks I'm a raging alcoholic, but like, it's treated with suspicion.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Yes. I don't, that one girlfriend of mine, my favourite story. As I was leaving a party really late for me, I'd done dancing, I'd done tequila, and it was quarter to two, which is late, right? 44.
Damn right.
And she turned to me as I left, while they were still all dancing, it was a friend's 40th, and she turned around and she went, I am bored of you being boring.
Ooh.
I was like, it's
that's
quarter
horrible.
To two.
That's not a nice thing to say.
It's not.
But she was...
Was she drunk?
And I know what she meant, because she, like, it's a bit boring having a good, in inverted commas, friend. I'm not good, obviously, I'm vile.
Well, I just think it makes us feel... It just makes us feel guilty.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
But also that notion of, like, well, fun and exciting is being drunk and dancing on a bar, and being good and boring is not being drunk and going home at... 1:45 in the morning, which frankly
was the latest I've ever been to bed. I was like, dude. I did tell her the next day. She was like, I'm so sorry, I just wanted you to stay, I didn't know what else to say. I was like, it's fair enough. But no, I don't feel pressurized, and I like the idea of, and I have been drunk before, really drunk, had a total laugh, you know, talked inappropriately, tried to do the splits.
But you're not always working on Strictly.
It's not every, you know, that's just September to Christmas.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting thing. I think not making it a bad thing around the house is important.
Yeah.
You know, just so it's always that my kid, like my eldest is 13. He was like, Dad, should I try the beer? He went, absolutely. Mm. Have a little taste. And he was like, oh, that's disgusting.
Well, that's the thing. It's like they taste it and they're like, ooh, yuck.
Why are you doing that?
Yeah. So everyone can just do what the hell they want.
Do
you think we can decide that?
I think that's the basic rule of
thumb. And not have double standards around it. I think that's the problem.
Yeah.
The difference between how the press report...
Women being drunk.
Like Lily Allen getting drunk at Carnival. Everyone was like, good God. It was so righteous. Whereas
the amount of men who would have done the same.
They would have like male celebrities doing the same.
Yeah, it's a...
That they
it's,
just didn't bother with because no one cares.
Yeah. Or it's kind of glorified.
Yeah.
I mean, look at, you know, the worst conclusion of that. Look at Gaza. I mean, my God, everyone just thinks that's hilarious. You know, it's awful.
Yeah, it is. It's sad.
Is it okay to be shit at dancing?
Yeah, of course.
What about you?
When I'm awful. I'm awful, but I think I'm amazing. So that's a nice... It's a nice... I mean...
That's the best way to be.
It's the best way to be.
Let
so
it
go. I'm horrific.
It's all about attitude, really.
Horrific.
Confidence.
Yeah, well, you've got to just dance like nobody's watching, like that old thing.
Well,
yeah.
I dance like Phoebe Rann in Friends. Like, which is, as in, like, just thinking, well, you know, I'm not going to see the most of these people tomorrow. So who cares?
Oh, yeah. It doesn't matter. Yeah. And I think there's nothing worse than actually somebody doing serious dancing.
Yeah.
You know, if you're with a group of friends and somebody's actually, A, not making eye contact. Don't do that. Mm. And but you know when they just watch a spot on the floor and they're doing like proper moves,
or a bit of sexy dancing. Disgusting.
I hate it. I hate it when somebody, usually one of my gay guy friends, comes up to me to start gyrating in that sexy way, and I always like fall over. I kind of like I started going, hey, yeah, yeah, I know what I'm doing, and then it just all goes wrong, and then we just look like someone's trying not to wet themselves or something. I don't know. It's weird. Yeah,
it's very hard to do sexy gyrating dancing and not look like you're wetting yourself, basically.
Yeah.
But I think also, as I've got older, I have embraced my inability to dance.
Yeah,
I'm
me
just
too.
Totally with. I'm like, I'm just like, you know what? I don't care. I only ever dance at weddings these days anyway, because in the kitchen sometimes. But, you know, I'm just like, this is fine. Kind of no one can dance, really. So.
And I love dancing.
Yeah.
There is nothing better than being with your girls. Beyonce comes on, Crazy in Love.
And you all run to the dance
floor.
And
you go, that's it. Yes. That's it. This is the... I don't care who has walked in and has said, sorry, can I borrow you for a minute? Do you know what I mean? Joaquin, you're going to have to wait. Brad, just hold on a second.
Not now.
Whoever it is. Jon Snow, I'll be with you in 5 minutes. And that really means something for me to say that. And it's a group thing and it's a lovely thing. And I quite like being terrible at it.
I also think the shitter you are at dancing, the more at ease everyone else is. Yeah. If you try really hard, and you're really good at it, no one else wants to do that because they can't.
If
you dance badly, you make everyone laugh.
The Strictly Come Dancing pros who are... what they can do with their bodies is abnormal. You know, I watched them do a group dance last night and it is like gut thrilling. Is when they're all boom, 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 and they were dancing to Justin Timberlake and it was unbelievably thrilling and it's amazing. When we all go out in Blackpool, which we do, obviously, and we all dance around, we have a total off. They don't do proper dancing. They're just moving their bodies and they can do anything they want.
How do they dance when they're just kind of out?
That like a laugh, like up. Well, better than us. But but what I mean is, they're not doing serious dancing. They're not like, let me show you this. Let me make you feel like I'm hot. They're having a laugh, and dancing is communal. And the minute you dance well, you're sort of just dancing with yourself. Bit weird,
so to speak.
As Billy Idol said.
So you don't. So if you go, I mean, I've got this picture now. You're all in some Blackpool nightclub, and you're all kind of like, you know, there. And Kevin Clifton sort of strolls onto the floor, and is everyone like, wow, there's your man from Strictly. Let's watch him. Doesn't everybody just stop and look at him or any of
they
them?
They all. No, I like it. I like what you're saying. They all dance together. I mean, everyone will create a circle around Anton because that's just the right thing to do.
Obviously.
Anton or Bruno. This.
Could you tell us when you're going out in Blackpool so we can?
I know at least video. Phone it, come on.
But you know, I've got an ancient BlackBerry. I can't do anything. That's why I don't do any of the things. Somebody's like, you're never on Instagram. I'm like, what is that?
Do they have that on BlackBerry?
Yeah, barely. barely. It's just a phone, turns out. But I love it. I love it. So they dance together and it's a laugh. And sometimes... if they've created, I think Jay and Ali, you know, they'll create a little thing and they'll redo their dance. People are screaming, but they're supportive and it's adorable.
Oh,
it's not, I'm doing
hot
dancing.
I love Ali so much. So good. Could you just pass
too.
That on, in fact? That I just love him.
I will.
Yeah, she is married, but it's negotiable.
Ali is fine.
And Glamour Podcast breaks up another marriage as we sort of like conclude on that note. Claudia Winkle.
Thank you.
I always call you Winkle. I'm sorry. Claudia
Winkle.
No, but
I love it.
You've
I prefer Winkle.
Winkle.
Thanks for having me in your cupboard. Can I take some bubble wrap? Genuine question.
Oh, you're not leaving. I have told you that.
We can wrap you up in the bubble wrap. Yeah. That you
would
wait until the women of the
we'll do next week.
This is actually
drag you out for Glamour Awards.
I'll look divine. Take that, Lady Gaga.
That's your red carpet look.
Can't wait to see your bad dancing on Strictly Court. Thank you so much for being
here. Thank you for having me.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.